I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. RV wholesale shipments, that's the number of RVs that are manufactured, not necessarily the number that are sold, but the number manufactured, are projected to climb slightly by year end to 337,000 units and then see some growth to the mid 300,000 range in 2026, according to the fall 2025 edition of RV Road Signs, which is a quarterly forecast prepared by an economics research firm for the RV Industry Association. Quote, RV shipments are expected to continue to rise through the end of this year and into next, said RV Industry Association President and CEO Craig Kirby. Economic uncertainty and elevated borrowing costs continue to be headwinds, but factors for growth are improving as inflation eases, financing becomes more affordable, and restocking picks up. The path may be uneven, but the long-term fundamentals of RVing remain sound, with manufacturers and dealers well-positioned to meet demand with innovative, value-driven products. The new forecast projects 2025 RV shipments between 320,000 and 353,000 units, with a median of 337,000. So that's kind of where it might fall this year. We're getting pretty close to the end, so it should fall around there. And then next year, they're looking for around 349,000 units. So this is, you know, far below some of the highs of the pandemic era. And even before the pandemic, we were actually seeing 500,000 plus years. And I don't think anybody expected that to really continue that long, but this is still very low. And the projections from last December about what this year would be like are pretty spot on, basically the same as last year, slightly up, very, very slightly up. Last year was a rough year for the industry, and it still sort of sits in this zone of uncertainty as we go into the 2026 model year. I'm headed to America's largest RV show, TM, that's the name of the show, in Hershey, Pennsylvania, as this video comes out, to see what's new there for the 2026 model year. I'll be reporting back very soon. If you're at the show, say hi. I'll be around on Wednesday and Thursday, and I hope to see you there. A bit of welcome news for diesel driving RVers. Diesel prices could be trending in the right direction for a while, according to the latest short-term energy outlook from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The price of on-highway diesel is expected to average $3.66 per gallon in 2025, when it all shakes out at the end of the year, and drop further to $3.47 in 2026. Of course, these things are very hard to predict. That is down from the $3.76 average in 2024. Not a massive plunge, though, but enough to make a difference if it actually happens. Right now, diesel is actually up about 20 cents per gallon from lows earlier this year, and at $3.71 a gallon on average nationwide, it's slightly higher than it was this time last year. Chrysler is recalling 219,000 2019 to 2021 Ram ProMaster vehicles. So these are going to be a lot of Ram ProMaster Class B camper van chassis. Cracks in the microprocessor may cause the vehicle's rear view camera image not to display properly, which makes the vehicle fail to comply with the rear visibility requirements of the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard. Dealers will replace the rear view camera free of charge. Interim notification letters notifying owners of the safety risk are expected to be mailed by the end of the month. A second notice will be sent once the final remedy is in place. And Ford is recalling 355,000 2025 and 2026 F-150 and Super Duty trucks. This is a simpler recall, though. It's a software issue. The instrument panel cluster may fail at startup, and the software for it will be updated by a dealer or through an over-the-air update free of charge. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by the folks at RV Life. The RV lifestyle is about community, and the RV community is at the heart of RV Life. RV Life recently celebrated the 1 millionth trip planned with RV Life Trip Wizard, their excellent trip planning tool for RVers, featuring all the trusted reviews, pictures, and tips from their RV Life campground site. RV Life also features several blog sites and over 20 additional RVing forums to serve the community. All this experience and community feedback come together to help create a fantastic RV trip planner and mobile navigation tool collectively called RV Life Pro. RV Life has marked a milestone of over 3 billion miles traveled using RV Life Pro with a B, counting both the planned RV trips and ad hoc navigation with the included RV Safe mobile app. Take 25% off RV Life Pro at the link in the description for this episode. Two recent cases of human plague that began at campgrounds, one in California and another in New Mexico, are prompting health officials to remind campers and RVers to take precautions while exploring the great outdoors. According to the health departments in both states, the illness was likely transmitted through flea bites picked up while camping at South Lake Tahoe and near the Santa Fe National Forest. While human plague cases in the U.S. are extremely rare, they do occur, an average of about 7 per year, mostly in rural parts of western states. The disease is caused by a bacterium which is spread by fleas that have fed on infected wild rodents like chipmunks, squirrels, and mice. The California case involved a camper in South Lake Tahoe who's recovering at home. It marks the region's first confirmed human case since 2020, though dozens of rodents in the area have tested positive in recent years. The New Mexico case, the first reported in the state this year, involves a 43-year-old man who had been camping near the Santa Fe National Forest. He's also recovering with medical care. Officials note that about half of all plague cases nationwide occur in New Mexico. Symptoms can appear 1 to 14 days after exposure and often include fever and chills, swollen lymph nodes, weakness or nausea, headaches, and body aches. Left untreated, plague can become life-threatening, but antibiotics are highly effective if administered early. Health officials urge the following precautions, especially when visiting high-elevation parks and forests in western states. Avoid contact with squirrels, chipmunks, or other rodents, especially if they appear ill or dead. Keep campsites clean and avoid setting up near rodent activity. And use insect repellent and wear long pants tucked into socks or boots to help keep fleas off your skin. Active driving assistance systems, the kind that help you stay in your lane and keep pace in stop-and-go traffic, might sound like a relaxing upgrade, but a new AAA study finds that these systems still need a lot of babysitting. According to testing by AAA's automotive engineers, drivers had to intervene roughly every 9 minutes while using low-speed capable active driver assistance systems like adaptive cruise control. So they're testing these in low-speed scenarios, like when you're in traffic, not necessarily the high-speed highway scenarios where they are a bit more capable. So that's about once every 3 miles that drivers had to intervene for the system. The most common problems being cut-ins from other vehicles and poor lane centering, both of which frequently left the vehicle unsure of what to do or simply doing the wrong thing. AAA says this underscores the technology's current limitations. Quote, they're not a replacement for paying attention behind the wheel, said Greg Brannon, director of automotive engineering research at AAA. Especially in heavy traffic, you need to stay alert and cut distractions. AAA compared both hands-on systems, where your hands must stay on the wheel, and hands-off systems, which allow you to remove your hands under certain conditions. Surprisingly, the hands-on systems required 3 times more interventions than hands-off systems. But even hands-off systems aren't set it and forget it. Drivers still had to re-engage about once every 15 minutes. AAA is urging automakers to improve cut-in responses, lane centering, and make system alerts clearer when these sorts of technologies disengage. I'd love to know what you think about this sort of technology in the comments section. I think they've improved substantially over the years. Lane centering, especially, has become a lot better than it used to be. But I think the real key when it comes to that, in my experience with my vehicles, has been, are the lanes painted well? And that's a problem that an automotive manufacturer cannot fix. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. Thanks so much for being here. If you got something out of this video, hit the like button. If you want more, like it, subscribe. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.